Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll meet the regional VA director, talk with another Yellow Ribbon company, and get an update from the Minnesota Patriot Guard. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
Our state's Yellow Ribbon Network is an incredible resource as we work to connect service members, veterans, military families, employers, and communities. They help ensure the resilience of those who serve. Started right here in Minnesota, our Yellow Ribbon program is now the model for networks across the nation. Since we proclaimed our first Yellow Ribbon network in 2008, hundreds more have emerged in counties, cities, communities, and at companies statewide. These self-sustaining networks draw together agencies, community leaders, and volunteers. They strive to support the service members, veterans, and military families of any age and from any era that live and work in their area. The continued growth and improvement of this program is vitally important as service members and their families continue to adapt to increasing demands and training requirements we see across the force. To all of our incredibly generous and dedicated Yellow Ribbon volunteers, thank you. You help ensure our service members and their families remain resilient and ready to serve. If you're ready to join a Yellow Ribbon network near you or make your large company or community Yellow Ribbon, please visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org. That's beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Robert McDivitt was appointed as the VA Midwest Healthcare Network Director effective October 1, 2018. In that position, he serves as a senior official for the Veterans Health Administration in Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and portions of Kansas, Illinois, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And he's joining us today in the studio. Director McDivitt, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's my honor to be here.
Sir, it sounds like you're going to be a frequent flyer in this position, going to a lot of states.
Yeah, our job is to partner with veterans in 8 different states to help them maximize their health and wellness and to honor their military service.
And Director, I understand you and I grew up in about the same neighborhood over here in St. Louis Park.
We did. I grew up in 32nd and Jersey in St. Louis Park, went to school here in St. Louis Park, went in the Army after high school, and then after I was discharged from the Army, I came back and went to University of Minnesota, worked for VA for 38 years in a variety of different assignments at 6 medical centers and 4 corporate-level assignments, and I'm very, very pleased to be back in my home state.
So this is, as of October last year, you're back home, but you've got a large territory that you have to cover.
I do. And in our network, the VA Upper Midwest Healthcare Network, we serve about 350,000 veterans in 5 primary states, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska. But we also have presence in Kansas, Missouri, Western Illinois, and Western Wisconsin.
And Director, we've talked on this show for 8.5 years about the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. We've got a great one here, but you must have quite a few facilities over across all those states.
We do. We have 8 health systems in the 5 states, 63 community-based outpatient clinics. VA has been a leader in telehealth, and our goal is to provide VA care wherever veterans are, whether it be one of our great hospitals, our community living centers, our community-based outpatient clinics, or at home.
And Director, we've told stories for years here also about the VA. It seems like we're lucky in the upper Midwest. We've got some of the best facilities in the country. Are we still having a little trouble around the country, places like Phoenix and some other places?
Yeah, I've been a healthcare administrator for 30-some years around the country. Assuring that you provide high-quality, safe care, that you have great veteran satisfaction, and that you're being a good steward of the taxpayers' dollars are constant challenges. We have a changing environment in VA, but I think, as you said, our facilities here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Cloud, and, of course, many Minnesota veterans get care through Fargo and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, are regarded as among the best in the country. I was just at what's called the VA Patient Experience Summit a couple of weeks ago in Washington, D.C., and of the 170 VA health systems, there were 12 finalists for the best VA patient experience across the country, and five of them were from our network. So we had almost 50% of the finalists for the best patient experience, and we want to keep that up. So I'm coming to an organization that has a reputation for very good veteran satisfaction, and part of the challenge to me as the new vision director is to help move forward with that.
We're speaking with Director Robert McDivitt from the VA Midwest Healthcare Network on Minnesota Military Radio. So, Director, can you enlighten us? You are the regional director of the Veterans Integrated Service Network, VISN 23, it's referred to. What does that position entail? What all are you trying to do as the regional director?
Sure. The network includes the eight medical centers. So Pat Kelly, who I know has been a frequent guest on your program, the directors in St. Cloud, Sioux Falls, and Fargo, report to me. I'm their boss, and my job is to make sure that we're providing the same high level of care with the same high level of patient safety and satisfaction at all our facilities that you see here at the VA in Minneapolis, and to make sure that we're properly resourcing initiatives, whether it be our growing efforts to combat the tragedy of veteran suicide, our ongoing efforts with veteran homelessness. I was downtown here in Minneapolis a couple weeks ago and at the Point in Time Count at Caring and Sharing Hands, interviewing homeless individuals. Fortunately, none of the individuals I talked to were veterans, but we did identify a number of veterans through that process, make sure that they got a roof over their head that night and ongoing housing options in place. And my job is, as I said, to make sure that every veteran in our network has the opportunity to maximize their health and wellness for their entire life.
So, Director, as part of that position, do you get called out to Washington, D.C. once in a while and help provide funding for all of these facilities?
I'm a member of what's called the National Leadership Council for the Veterans Health Administration, so I'm kind of our VA Midwest representative to that group, and that's the governing body to the Veterans Health Administration that, among other things, approves and allocates the annual budget, so I'm involved in those processes.
Director, one of the things we talk about quite often with Director Kelly from the Minneapolis VA is there's two really important aspects of running that facility. One is the 1,000 or so volunteers that he has out there. And number two, they're always looking for good employees, nurses, doctors, other employees. I imagine that's true across all of the facilities that you oversee.
It is true across the vision and across the upper Midwest. Our VA hospitals couldn't do what they do without the tremendous, tremendous support of thousands and thousands of volunteers from service organizations, community service organizations, individuals who donate their own time, money, and so on. They make the VAs a special place to be for veterans, and it's been a great partnership. We also are constantly recruiting the best healthcare providers in the country. You and I were talking beforehand, Tom. You know, VA connected our wagon in 1948 to the best medical schools in the country. We train over half the physicians in the United States, many other health professions, and we want the best in every health profession to come and take care of veterans, to not only provide great patient care, but to do veteran-centered research, as well as pass on their expertise to the next generation of healthcare professionals. And that's really an important mission of the Veterans Health Administration.
Director, the Minneapolis VA Medical Center has a real close working relationship with the University of Minnesota. That's pretty invaluable too, isn't it?
Yeah, the VA in Minneapolis was the second facility to establish what we call an affiliation agreement with a great medical school here at U of M in the late 1940s, and it's been a fantastic relationship. You and I were talking beforehand, the Brain Sciences Foundation, which is doing cutting-edge research into injuries and illness related to the brain, specific to the veteran population, was created here through a partnership between the Minneapolis VA, University of Minnesota, and the American Legion. And this is an effort that isn't occurring anywhere else in or outside of VA or in and outside of Minnesota, and is great credit to our partners with the university and the service organizations.
Sir, and one of the things I've seen firsthand is a lot of those doctors split their time between the University of Minnesota and the Veterans Hospital here in Minneapolis. And so we're getting the best of the best, really, and a lot of good young doctors being trained.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, one of the primary missions of the Department of Veterans Affairs is to train the next generation of healthcare professionals across the country, and having fantastic affiliations such as ours with the University of Minnesota here is a big part of that.
Director, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of your favorite initiatives and one of your big topics, veteran suicide prevention. We're speaking with Director Robert McDivitt from the Midwest Healthcare Network, Vision 23 on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been visiting with Director Robert McDivitt from the Midwest Healthcare Network, Vision 23, which is the regional VA network surrounding Minnesota. And it covers Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, and portions of Kansas, Illinois, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. But you're based back here at home, finally returned to St. Louis Park in the Minneapolis area, Director. I wanted to ask you, what are the top issues facing veterans in Minnesota and some of the ways that you're going to deal with those?
Sure. In terms of the top issues facing veterans in Minnesota, we have a large veteran population in the state, but it's a population that has an aging component, the Vietnam-era veterans and beyond, and we need to attend to the growing health needs of that generation of veterans. And then we have a post-9/11 generation of veterans for the last 18 years who have been coming to VA who are at that sort of mid-career point where they're in school or working jobs or moving through the life's journey. And we need to make sure we have a system that recognizes the healthcare and life needs of those sort of large populations of veterans in the state. In terms of the efforts where we're working with the older population of veterans, the Minneapolis VA has what's called a Geriatric Research, Education, and Clinical Center, which is composed of cutting-edge researchers who understand the needs of aging veterans and aging Americans, and we utilize them as a network resource. So they're doing training and education for providers in St. Cloud and Fargo and Sioux Falls and across our vision to make sure that our long-term care services are the best available. We're moving VA long-term care services to the community. We've had what's called a non-institutional care initiative for years, and we've expanded the number of veterans receiving long-term care services in the VA dramatically by doing things like homemaker home health aid, sending nurses to veterans' homes, doing what's called veteran-directed care, where the veteran tells us what they need in their home, and we support that. Our goal is always to keep veterans out of the hospital, out of the doctor's office, and as healthy and productive as possible. For all generations of veterans, but most particularly for the younger veterans, we have a program called Whole Health. And Whole Health focuses on your needs as an individual. I know all of us like to meet the numbers in the doctor's office for blood pressure and hemoglobin A1C and other important metrics of health success, but what's important is what are your life goals? And Whole Health will sit down with veterans and say, what do you want out of life? We're starting a program across the vision and here in Minneapolis and in St. Cloud called My Life, My Story, where we'll be recruiting volunteers who will work with veterans to do a 1,000-word story that doesn't talk about their health issues. It talks about their life, who they are, where they lived, what they did, and what they want out of life. And we're going to incorporate that into the official medical record. Well, that will be a component where every clinician can not only see those important health measures, but can see the veteran's life story. And we think that's an important part of the VA experience. Whole Health also includes exercise and yoga and massage therapy and Tai Chi and things that when I started with the VA many years ago, we never dreamed that we would be doing in our health system. But again, the goal is to focus on the health and wellness of veteran populations and to make sure that we're meeting the unique needs of veterans. I mentioned the outreach to homeless veterans we've been doing. I was on the Point in Time count a couple of weeks ago. Our goal is to get the entire state of Minnesota to what's called net zero. And net zero means that every homeless veteran or formerly homeless veteran in the state either has a roof over their head or they have an option for tonight. And we have many counties, including the Twin Cities metro counties, that are on the precipice of being there. But that will be an ongoing journey for us in VA to assure that the tragedy of homeless veterans is eliminated in our country.
We're speaking with Director Robert McDivitt from the Midwest Healthcare Network on Minnesota Military Radio. Director, the complexion of the veterans that you've taken care of in the VA has changed. It used to be World War II, Korea, Vietnam. There's still some of those left, and a lot of my buddies from Vietnam. But in the last 20 years or so, a lot more of our military are women. And from what I hear from the Minneapolis VA, that they're doing more and more to prepare for that influx of a greater percentage of our veterans are going to be women. Is that a big concern for the future?
Absolutely. Across the network, we realize the largest growing segment of the veteran population are female veterans. All our VAs in Minnesota and in all our states have women's clinics modeled on the Women Veterans Clinic in Minneapolis that was one of the early adopters. We are really redesigning our services to make sure that we have OBGYN. We partner with veterans for maternity care, where a veteran can get her care prior to giving birth with the VA and after giving birth with the VA, and we arrange with a community partner for delivery of the baby. Again, as a longtime VA director, I never thought I'd be attending baby showers for veterans at the VA hospital, and I've done that many times over the years. Each of our VAs has a women veterans coordinator whose sole job is to focus on the health and wellness needs of female veterans and make sure that those needs are incorporated into the operations of our health systems.
Director, I understand one of your other priorities is to help address veteran suicide issues.
Right. The tragedy of 20 veterans dying by suicide every day in the country needs to end. From our end of it, statistics show that 14 of those 20 veterans are not receiving care in the VA healthcare system. And part of our efforts are to connect with community partners, whether it be churches, service organizations, other healthcare systems, barbershops, tattoo parlors, bars, wherever someone may know a veteran or a veteran may be. We want to be there so that veterans know that VA is there for them. Our national suicide hotline is 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. And we encourage any veteran, family member, community member who knows of a veteran in crisis to call the hotline. That line will connect immediately to one of our VA medical centers, and we can do any number of interventions, including what we call a warm handoff, and make sure that veteran is taken care of. We do SAVE training across the network to make sure that community providers know what to look for when a veteran may be in crisis and they know how to connect with the VA.
Director, from previous shows, it's my understanding there's two facts that are real important. Number one is you should stay close to your veteran. Watch them. If you see a change, if you see a change in mood, if you see something's wrong, ask them a question. Is something wrong? Are you depressed? Are you thinking about suicide? And number two, the VA hospitals know how to help the veterans move past this. And if you watch your veterans and ask that question, get them to the VA. We can save a life instead of being afraid to ask the question, are you having a problem?
Right. Absolutely. That's part of the SAVE training training individuals to ask that difficult question, and then making sure, as you said, Tom, that the veteran is connected with the great mental health resources we have in our VA system.
Director, I've heard and I understand that the VA partners with a lot of folks like MACV for Veterans Homelessness, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon programs. There are a lot of organizations in Minnesota that partner and team up to help our veterans.
Right. I've worked in VAs around the country, Tom, and in many different states. And I would say the network that we have in the state of Minnesota and our partnerships with the organizations you mentioned, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, service organizations, including new age service organizations like Team Red, White, and Blue and Team Rubicon, are unprecedented across the country. And we're all absolutely united in making sure that we provide the best services to veterans.
And you're in a position to spread those best practices to those other states, sir.
Absolutely.
That should be a fun part of your job. Director, we've got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just I want to thank every veteran who is out there and listening to your program for their service. And let them know that VA is here for you. We are a system that is designed for and about veterans. I'm an Army veteran myself. I think many of us consider it a distinct privilege and honor to be veterans serving veterans. And please contact your local VA medical center if you have any health or other need. And don't forget our whole health programs.
Thank you for joining us today, sir.
Thank you, Tom.
That was Director Robert McDivitt from the Midwest Healthcare Network on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to meet another Yellow Ribbon company, Capital One Financial Corporation. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We have Annette Kuiper in the studio today, so in a minute we're going to meet another Yellow Ribbon company, but first it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Duty, honor, pride. These words reflect the spirit of generations of American women who have sought to defend the rights and freedoms of others. March is Women's History Month, and I ask that you join with me celebrating the contributions women have made and continue to make to our society. For generations, women have been serving in the military alongside their male comrades as equals. However, their service often goes unrecognized. It is important that we take time to pay tribute and recognize the service and sacrifice of our women veterans here in Minnesota. Make it your mission to thank a woman veteran for her service.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is Annette Kuiper, who is the Director of Military Outreach for the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs. Annette, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Annette, you keep finding more and more Yellow Ribbon companies. What are we up to now?
We're up to 66 Yellow Ribbon companies in Minnesota, and we're working with several others over the next year here.
And you brought another great one in to meet us today.
Yes, a great partner in the St. Cloud area, Capital One Financial. And Ryan Fuchs joins me today. He's a veteran and a senior manager for Capital One Financial, and they're doing some really, really great things in their company.
Ryan, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.
Can you tell us a little bit about your military experience?
Absolutely. I joined the U.S. Army Reserves in 2007. I attended basic training out of Leonardwood, Missouri. I stayed at the same base for AIT, learning my MOS as a 12 Tango technical engineer. After 6 months, I went back to my duty station in St. Cloud, Minnesota, supporting the 329th Engineer Detachment, which has since dissolved under the 367th Engineer Battalion. While I was in, our detachment was deployed in support of OIF, OEF, and OND from January 2010 and returning on December 2010. My service time spanned for 6 years active and 2 years inactive reserve, and I retired in 2015 as a staff sergeant.
Well, thanks for your service, Ryan. How did you get to Capital One Financial Corporation?
Well, it's been a long journey. I actually joined Capital One essentially right out of college, at nearly the same time I also joined the military. I've had several roles within Capital One, started in sales and customer service. After a few years, I transitioned into IT project management and I've been in that space more or less for 7.5 years at Capital One for a total of 11 years now. I'm currently in IT still, but as a program manager for our data center exit team, essentially supporting our organization's vision to take banking to the cloud with a zero data center footprint. So
it kind of begs the question, you must have had some terrific support from Capital One Financial while you were on those deployments.
Absolutely. That goes without saying. Capital One has been a great partner for all of our military veterans, including myself. And that's one thing I didn't need to worry about while I was deployed was, one, if my job was going to be there when I got back, and then also the support I had while I was deployed was above and beyond. So it's been great.
We're speaking with Annette Kuiper and Ryan Fuchs from Capital One Financial Corporation on Minnesota Military Radio. So Capital One became our 64th Yellow Ribbon Company on October 23rd, 2018. Were you involved in that process?
I was involved in the process. Essentially, even though just becoming a Yellow Ribbon Company in late 2018, Capital One, especially our St. Cloud site, has really paved the way much earlier. Starting in 2014, we created the St. Cloud Military Business Resource Group. And as part of that group, we wanted to have an internal network where other military veterans and spouses would feel comfortable coming with questions, concerns. So really an internal support network, as well as a core group of folks in our site that were willing to go out and externally help local organizations as well. So right out of the gate, we quickly partnered with Warriors of Citizens Group, the VA, the DAV, Habitat for Humanity, and some of their veteran-specific builds. And then locally here in Minneapolis, we've supported the Fisher House quite a bit. So there's a lot of other groups that we've supported, but I think all of that, what we've been doing for the last several years have really paved the way to becoming a Yellow Ribbon Company now in late 2018. And some of our future commitments that we've outlined to Annette and the group for 2019 is we seek to establish new relationships with our community partners, such as student veteran organizations and local college campuses, as well as partnership with Camp Ripley and General Cruz. We're looking to build out a military transition program in partnership with our military business resource group, which I mentioned, to support job transition and career development for veterans and spouses, including providing training and resources to people managers so they can support associate development. Additionally, we have a goal to better understand the experience of our veterans, military members, and spouses utilizing benefits and support services at Capital One, just essentially to ensure that we identify any gaps, if any exist. So,
Ryan, it sounds like you had a lot going on at Capital One Financial Corporation before you met Annette. And in becoming a Yellow Ribbon Company, you kind of formalized the process and expanded and dedicated yourselves to doing more to help our veterans and their families.
Oh, absolutely. We like I said, we try to do as much as we can. And, part of that for us is just we continually evolve in how we celebrate and honor our veterans. And how we support them. And, there's several initiatives that we're currently executing within Capital One. They include, our military days and our Capital One cafes. So it's not just internal associates, but anyone, including yourself and Annette, could come in if you had a military ID and receive a free medium beverage in our cafe, anyone across the country, on all military birthdays and holidays that we're open. We have, an internal Veteran of the Year award that we provide to a veteran that has been, showing great support to our military business resource group, as well as a success in their role. And then we also partner with the St. Cloud Rocks and their Hometown Heroes Partnership. They allow some of our military veterans and spouses on our site to go out, sit in a box seats, throw out the first pitch and get a custom jersey, which has been great. We also have internal events, outlining military, History Month, which is in May, as you know, and then we have a National Veterans Day celebration every year. This last couple of years, we've had some pretty exciting guests. Ken Fisher from the Fisher House joined us 2 years ago, and most recently, this last Veterans Day, Dakota Meyer spoke. So that was pretty riveting to hear his speech. So,
Annette, Capital One, I don't think I've heard a list like this from any of your Yellow Ribbon companies yet. They're really loaded.
Oh, my goodness. They have just been amazing, and they've been involved with our community Yellow Ribbon Network, Warrior to Citizen, from the very beginning, and we're just so proud of that partnership.
Ryan, one of the things when you become a Yellow Ribbon company, they have a couple times a year, they get the Yellow Ribbon companies together, and they share best practices. Have you been able to participate in any of that yet?
Really, we have, and a lot of it has to do with just getting out in the community, engaging with organizations and people, making connections. Capital One does a great job at this. We have a very active recruiting base, supporting military recruiting events both nationally and locally. We consistently look for new ways to train and educate our recruiters and people leaders about recruiting and retaining military hires. You know, locally, we partner with St. Cloud VA to support their annual job fairs and have assisted the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation with facilitating conversations for employers around best practices for hiring military veterans and spouses. So really, at a high level, the key to it, in my opinion, that we've been successful around is, you know, education awareness, bar none, is the key. And that's what we try to do, obviously, internally and then in front of other employers when given the opportunity, having great recruiting partners. So we, as I mentioned, we've partnered with Hiring Our Heroes in the past, and we actually have an upcoming event here in mid-March at the Xcel Energy Center that we'll be taking a part of. Recognition events, which I mentioned some of them just before, are key in supporting our military veterans and spouses, and then just the values, right? You know, what we see out of, you know, military veterans and the values that they have is exactly what we're looking for at Capital One and what I feel all employers should be looking for, so it's just a win-win there, so.
Now, you were in the military and you work at Capital One Financial. Are there a lot of other veterans working there?
There are. So, once again, our St. Cloud site is roughly around 1,000 people. So, it's much smaller than some of our other people centers across the country. But there still is a very large population of military veterans and spouses. And then, obviously, supporters within our site. So.
And then you've made, as part of becoming a Yellow Ribbon company, you've made a commitment to recruit and hire other veterans.
Absolutely. Yep. Capital One broadly has made a very large commitment to continuing and hiring you know, Capital One military veterans and spouses. So.
Very good. Ryan, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Capital One Financial Corporation becoming the 64th Yellow Ribbon Company on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been joined in the studio by Annette Kuiper, our Yellow Ribbon Lady from the Minnesota Department of Military Affairs, and Ryan Fuchs from Capital One Financial Corporation. And Ryan, we were talking about the fact that Capital One has been doing a lot of things, very active in the community, supporting veterans and families, and then you became the 64th Yellow Ribbon Company on October 23rd, 2018. And you're hiring veterans and you're picking up best practices. You're really busy with that. Can you share with us what type of outreach initiatives does Capital One participate in?
Well, there are several, but I guess one of the biggest things we like to do from an outreach standpoint is leverage our internal military business resource group, which is titled Salute, to drive events that give back to our community. And one of the things that we do is our annual Adopt a Soldier Care Package drive. We run every year. It's actually coming up in a couple weeks here. It's amassed over 1,000 associate-created care packages sent to over 10 locations in the world in just the past 4 years. So that is, I would say, one of our larger initiatives. And we also do a ton of volunteering, assisting local organizations like Vietnam Veterans of America, Toys for Tots, which is you know, supported by the Valhalla Marines, the VFW, Fisher House, the DAV. I've mentioned several of them in the past. But one of the, I guess, the most tight-knit partnerships we have is with the Warrior Citizens Group out of St. Cloud. It's been an enriching experience for the last 4+ years in supporting them in a variety of ways. I mean, our volunteers have supported Warrior Citizens specifically by helping veterans in transition with relocation, something as simple as mowing lawns, and really supporting any way we can for the veterans or military family members in need, as outlined by the Warrior Citizens Group. So
maybe shovel a little bit of snow this in past February?
I haven't, but I should have been. But absolutely, there's a lot of that for us.
Well, we set some records with the snow, so I'm sure there's been Yellow Ribbon communities and Yellow Ribbon companies out shoveling snow probably all over the state this past month.
Yes, absolutely. Just today we got a request from Hennepin County of a veteran who needs some help, and we got it filled within a couple hours.
Well, I should get some help in my house. But no, I'll take care of that, Annette. I'll take care of that. So, Ryan, I want to come back to you. What do you think Capital One has gained by becoming a Yellow Ribbon company?
Well, it's tough to quantify the value, Tom, but besides the recruitment and resource benefits that Yellow Ribbon provides, we've become a part of a robust network of like-minded companies collaborating and driving towards the mission of hiring, developing and supporting the great talent that our heroes possess while providing employment where they and their families don't have to stress about the balancing the life of service and work. Becalling a Yellow Ribbon company lets our heroes know we understand and respect their call to service and that we are committed to constantly reevaluating and raising our bar of excellence in military support. So, you know, I'm excited for what the future has to come as being a Yellow Ribbon company.
We're just about out of time, but any advice you might have for other employers, other companies in Minnesota that might be thinking about becoming a Yellow Ribbon company?
I mean, reach out to Annette, I think, would be one of the biggest keys. I think from Capital One's perspective, you know, we were doing a lot of, the support initiatives and things that I feel if employers aren't already doing them, that they should be doing, and, you know, what really the Yellow Ribbon organization values. So I think the first step is just reaching out to Annette and seeing, where you can help. So
you want to see some other companies in Minnesota come under Annette's influence, just like you guys did.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's break 100.
All right. Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tom.
Annette, we've got about a minute left. What's next for the Yellow Ribbon Network in Minnesota?
Well, we're definitely looking at all these great partnerships with these companies like Capital One Financial and all these other companies that are doing wonderful things for hiring our veterans and supporting our military families in the workplace and making a connection with them to our community Yellow Ribbon Networks, just like Capital One has with Warrior to Citizen and St. Cloud. Making that great partnership is going to take us to the next level in our state.
Well, great work, Annette. I can't wait to see who you bring in next time. So let's get that on the plan, and we'll meet another Yellow Ribbon company. And Ryan, keep up the good work at Capital One Financial Corporation.
Yep, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Joining me now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Tim Leonhardt. Tim, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you, Tom.
I appreciate your calling in today. We've had quite a month in February, record-setting snow.
Yes.
And you're probably snowed in at work, so you're calling in today, but that's just fine.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. You know, the Patriot Guard is always available, whether it's deep snow or freezing rain or blowing snow or whatever. You know, if somebody invites us, we'll make sure that we're there.
Just like the post office, rain, snow, sleet, shine, Minnesota Patriot Guard shows up.
Well, you think about it, the military, the people that served for us, they didn't have to worry about what the weather was. They were always there. You know, we need to honor them in the same way.
Well, rain or shine, they have to do their job. Doesn't matter what the weather is. They just deal with it and move on.
Yes, and that's why we want to honor them. They took time out of their lives to protect our freedoms, and our country owes them at least the acknowledgement and for people to be there at their funeral.
So, Tim, the Minnesota Patriot Guard, what type of missions do you go on?
Well, we do funerals. That's the biggest amount. We do welcome homes, which is the really, I think, the best ones. And we do departures, which are sad, but you know, we're there showing our troops that ordinary people appreciate what they're doing.
So when our military units are being deployed, you're there to say goodbye, yeah. And the one you love is when they come home, you're there to say welcome home and good job done.
Oh, yeah, and that's so cool. Watch families reunite. You couldn't imagine. You have to be there.
Now, Tim, as far as when our veterans die, if the families call the Minnesota Patriot Guard, then you put out a call to your riders and show up at the funerals. But if the families don't call, then you can't go, can you?
We can't go. We will not just show up. You know, we need to be invited. There's sometimes families don't want, you know, extra fanfare or other people there. They want to have a private ceremony or something. We honor that. We're not going to read in the newspaper that there's somebody passed away and just show up. You know, that's against what we stand for.
So the message today for those families is don't worry about how cold it is. Don't worry about the snow or the rain or any of those things.
Nope.
If you'd like to give us an opportunity to come and honor and respect your veteran who died,
yep.
Then they just go to your website. How does that work?
Yep. Just go to our website. On the left side of it, it says invite invite us and just fill out the little form there and somebody will get back to you.
And then once you get the details on that, then you send out an email to all of the writers.
Yes.
And tell them about the missions. And yep. You don't always know how many are going to show up, but they always do.
They always do. It's amazing.
And who's eligible to be a Minnesota Patriot Guard writer?
Anyone. Anyone that has the feelings towards the military, that they're doing a great thing, and all you need is a 3x5 flag and some warm clothing right now, and show up at a mission, and we'll show you what to do.
So to sign up to become a writer, how do they do that?
Same thing. Just go to the left side of the page, and it says join us, and fill out that, and we'll put you on the email address and your ride captain. We have the state broken up into 20 sectors, and there's 20 ride captains. We'll get back to you and welcome you and invite you to whatever we've got going on.
And the website again, Tim?
Is mnpatriotguard.org.
Just go on there and click on it to sign up, and yep. You'll start getting emails. And yep. When you can go, just show up, look for the ride captain. They'll tell you what to do.
Yes.
Tim, you've been a member of the Patriot Guard for a long time.
Yeah, since beginning of 2006.
And a lot of your guys have been in leadership positions for a while. You're looking for some people to step up and be the next generation.
We are. You know, whether it be people that stand the flag line or leadership or anything else in the organization, we've got all kinds of openings and things for people to do, and we're completely volunteer.
Keep up the good work, Tim, and thanks for joining us today.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
There's Tim Leonhardt from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Director Robert McDivitt, Ryan Fuchs from Capital One, Tim Leonhardt from the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week for our annual Homeland Security Emergency Management Show. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota Military Radio.com.